After her owner died, a lovely lady named London had nowhere else to go and began living on the streets of Kelowna. The American Bulldog recently had a litter of puppies, despite having no place to call home. However, thanks to the dedicated work of the Okanagan Humane Society, OHS, Mama London and one of her pups, Meatball, are in foster care. As for London's other puppies, the society is looking to rescue them. They were sold to people who were living on the street, and so we don't know where they, dogs, are, said Romani Runnels, OHS president. She wasn't being cared for while being on the streets, because her original owner died, said Runnels. But thanks to fosters like Robert Matthews, London is loving life again, in Vernon. London is now spayed and is on medication to help her milk dry up and is gaining weight after being malnourished. While Matthews has fallen in love with London, he is leaving the country on July 14th for the summer and can't bring the dog with him. She's good with kids and other dogs, just takes a minute with them, he said of the approximately 2-year-old pup. He and his wife have spent time working with London, just like they did with the last dog they fostered. The benefit of seeing the dog improve, get beyond where it was before and knowing it's going to a good home, that makes it easier, said Matthews, of why he fosters. And without people like him, dogs like London may never be rescued. We don't need shelters and staff, we need fosters and funds, said Runnels. Matthews and his wife love dogs, but after the death of their two beloved canines, they decided to spread their wings and travel. We didn't think it was time to get another dog, although we want to. Matthews did his research on various pet groups, and thanks to a friend who adopted a dog, discovered the incredible work of OHS. 95 cents of every dollar goes to the animals, he said of OHS. Vernon is especially in need of animal foster homes, after the BCSPCA branch shut its doors last fall. That closure has triggered a need here, said Matthews. And, according to this foster father, OHS is answering that need.